and establishing rules on global digital governance, strengthening biosafety risk management, promoting responsible bioscience research, and enhancing laboratories' biosafety capacity building, stepping up international security governance of emerging technologies such as AI to prevent and control potential security risks, and fully implementing the GA resolution on promoting international cooperation on peaceful uses in the context of international security. China is ready to engage in various forms of studies and discussions on these proposals with all parties to contribute to the discussions on relevant topics in the CD, and also to hear and study ideas and initiatives proposed by other parties. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you for your statement. And now I'd like to give the floor to India. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Let me begin by first of all commending your skills and wise coordination of the CD during Finland's presidency. Let me also thank you for your initiative to conduct a discussion on our topic for today. We believe that this is both useful and relevant to our work. Madam Chairperson, allow me to underline that India is deeply concerned about the risks arising from WMDs falling into the hands of terrorists and non-state actors. We believe that terrorism is a major challenge to the international security. It endangers the foundations and the fabric of our democratic societies. India supports the strengthening of international efforts to address this issue through its annual resolution at the UNGA titled Measures to Prevent Terrorists from Acquiring WMDs. India underlines the focus on dangers of the proliferation of WMDs and the potential for their exploitation by terrorists and non-state actors. Tabled since 2002 and adopted by consensus, the resolution urges member states to support international efforts as well as to strengthen national measures to prevent terrorists from acquiring WMDs and their means of delivery. India is pleased that this resolution was adopted without a vote last year and received the support of more than 90 sponsors and co-sponsor states. Madam Chairperson, on its part, India has an active and a comprehensive domestic legislation that effectively demonstrates India's firm commitment to prevent proliferation of WMD and their delivery systems. India has a robust and effective national export control system based on legislation, regulations, and a control list of sensitive material, equipment, and technologies consistent with the highest international standards. India contributes to global non-proliferation efforts as a member of the export control regimes, including the MTCR, WASINAR, and the Australia Group. India recognizes the important role of the UN 1540 Committee in supporting member states' efforts to prevent access to WMDs by non-state actors. We hope that the renewed mandate of the committee would enable it to assist member states in enhancing their implementation of the resolution and in more effectively addressing the contemporary and evolving challenges related to the proliferation of WMDs and their delivery systems to non-state actors, in particular for terrorism. Madam Chairperson, India supports full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of the CWC and its universalization. India firmly believes that the use of chemical weapons anywhere, by anybody, and under any circumstances cannot be justified. We believe that the impartiality and integrity of OPCW